Hi guys, and welcome back to another Satisfyer Connect app video. In today's video, I'm going to show you how to use the Satisfyer Connect app long distance. And I'm also going to show you the community tab. So sit back, relax, hit that subscribe and notifications button, and let's get into the video. Hi guys, I'm UK Daz as always. As I said at the start of the video, I am going to show you how to use the Satisfyer Connect long distance feature. And I'm also going to show you around the community tab. Enough waffling from me, let's get into the video. Okay guys, the first thing we're going to do is create our profile. And we do this by clicking on the profile icon in the top left hand side of our screen. Once we've done that, we're going to click on create a new profile at the bottom of our page. We're then going to be asked to choose our username and create a password. Next, confirm you're over 18, and then you have the option to enter in your email address. This is optional, but if you want to verify your account, you will have to enter it as they do send the verification code to your email address. Click continue and check your email inbox. You should have received a 4-digit verification code. All you need to do is enter it in here and click enter. Now on the Satisfyer Connect homepage, click on the two hearts in the bottom row. In the search bar towards the top of the page, type in your partner's username. I'm going to type in this absolute studs username, and I'm going to click invite on the right hand side. It will then say the person has been invited. Your partner will then receive an invitation request. This can be found by clicking on the hearts on the bottom row and clicking on partners in the top right hand side. All they'll need to do is click on the tick under requests. To start a live chat, all we need to do is click on their profile. Now click on go to chat at the bottom of their profile page. Each chat is end-to-end encrypted, and all you need to do is start typing into the box in the bottom row. Once typed, all you need to do is click on the send button on the right. Oh, I've replied. If we want to send an image, all we need to do is click on the plus button in the bottom left of our screen. From here, we can choose from our gallery or take a picture with our camera. Then all you need to do is wait for them to reply. On the right hand side, you have a message burn button. This means that messages will be automatically deleted after a set period of time. If we want to make a video call, all we need to do is click on the phone icon in the top right hand side. Whilst in a live video call, you can control the other person's toy. You will need to allow permission for your app to use your microphone and your camera. Whilst in a video call, all you need to do to let your partner control your toy is click on the finger icon in the top right hand side. You'll then be given the option to give up control of your toy, swap Satisfyer controls, or sync. To turn on or off your microphone or your camera, all you need to do is click on the icons in the bottom row. As you can see in the top right hand side, the camera window does open, and you'll be able to see yourself here. Now, when your partner does decide to turn on their camera, you'll be able to see them on the whole screen. Look at that handsome devil. Give us all a wave. To turn off the camera, click in the bottom left hand side, and to end the call, all you need to do is click on the red button on the right hand side. This will take you back to your normal text chat window. Now I'm going to show you inside their profile page. Clicking on the back button, we're going to select their name. The first option you have is to remove your partner from your partners list. The next option down is to block and report your partner. And finally, there's partner verification. By clicking on this option, you do get a unique security code that you can share with your partner. Once you both agree that you are who you say you are, you can click mark as verified. As you can see next to the profile picture, it does say verified in the bottom right. I'm now going to take you to the community page, and this time we're going to click on the cloud in the bottom row. From here, you'll be able to see a list of all the programs that other people have created. You can filter all these programs by clicking on the top left hand side drop down menu. If you click on recent in the top left hand side, you'll be given three options to choose from. The first one obviously is recent, the second is most popular, and you can filter by anything you've uploaded by clicking on my. If for some reason you ever want to report one of the programs, all you need to do is click on the three dots beside it. Then you'll be given the report button. We're not going to report anything today, but what we are going to do is download one of the programs. This couldn't be any simpler. All we need to do is click on the download icon next to the program. And that's it, it's done. It didn't even take a second. To view that downloaded program, all we need to do is go back to the Satisfyer Connect homepage and click on program play. Underneath my programs, we can see our downloaded program. If your toy isn't connected, you will be now given the opportunity to connect it again. I haven't got a toy to connect, but if you do click on dismiss, you still will be able to view that program. If you have found this video useful so far, then please do hit that like and subscribe button. So as you can see, the app is extremely easy to use. If you have been inspired to buy a Satisfyer toy, then check out the link in the top of the description below. It is an affiliate link, it doesn't cost you any more to use, but it does give me a very small percentage of their profits if you choose to buy something. I really do hope you found this video useful. If you have got any questions, come and hit me up in the comments box below, on my blog or on my social media. All those links are listed in the description below. Don't forget to like, follow, share, subscribe and hit that notifications icon for future videos. That's it for this time. See you in the next one and peace out.